for the rest of the evening. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more to go. It would be my intent that we take as many as we feel comfortable with, that we can do while we're still awake, and then schedule a meeting to start as early as we can tomorrow to finish up going through and then starting our meetings in relation to trying to close out those pages that we held open. Then we also have to take a look at the fiscal notes, the intent language, the front of the budget, and make some major decisions on many of the pass-throughs. So we have a lot to do, and we'll start with Department of Education, if that meets everyone's approval.
Fine, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. He's getting off the paper clips. Does that mean we're going to have a lot of pages left open?
That means the first one, that page two, is probably left open.
Okay, page two is the... Well, we can either go through page by page, or I can move that we accept the house numbers and go on to the next agency.
I think we better go page by page.
Okay, let's start on page two then. Mr. Chairman, on page two, it's the foundation program. On the 700 line, I would move the house numbers.
Who would object, Mr. Chairman? I'd recommend we keep that open.
Okay, is there any objections to keeping page two open? Hearing none, then we should do that. Next page we should go to is really page four, and we're both the same, so without objections, we will adopt page four.
Which number?
That's the student lunch program.
Okay.
And I'm just going through these real fast. The cigarette tax contributions were the same there. I would move that we approve the Senate numbers. Sure, I think we've already approved these that were similar here, so we can go to page 12. On page 12, we also have a slight difference here, Mr. Chairman. On page 12 is youth in detention. I would move the house figures of $800,000 on line 7.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, I would object. There's a substantial difference here.
There is, Mr. Chairman. The numbers that we have, of course, would be enough to provide the summer school program, and the foundation program, of course, is the funding for that program during the rest of the year.
I know this was a particular concern in the Finance Committee, Mr. Chairman. We had quite a bit of discussion on this issue. I think initially the subcommittee had made a similar recommendation, as I recall, and that it was ultimately changed to the number that is reflected in the Senate column, so I think we better request this from the state.
Of course, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Duncan.
Mr. Chairman, I recall the discussion, although the legislative intent in the Senate analysis is similar to that in the House analysis, so there must be some disagreement as to what's required for summer school.
We can leave it open, and if you folks would like to check that out, that would be fine.
Yeah, I think we...
Do you have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I double-checked this with the Department of Education, and I believe the House is correct in that their funding is sufficient for the summer school program. It, as foundation is still open, however, you may wish to leave this open as well because of the interconnection between the two.
Okay.
We don't want to miss your right too soon.
Thank you. Well, two pages and two open, and we're moving along pretty good. Page 14 is the schools for the handicap. Mr. Chairman, I would move the house numbers on the 700 line. And that would be of 2,872.6.
Which is the higher number?
Mm-hmm. Which is the higher number? Are there any objections? Hearing none then, adopted. Next page is 16, pupil transportation. Here we have a considerable difference, Mr. Chairman. The House, as you know, took a 20% reduction, and I move the House number of
19,887.8. Mr. Chairman, just for the sake of time here, just to let you know ahead of time, we'll probably be objecting to page 18, the school debt, but also to page 36, the community schools.
Okay. How about page 16, pupil transportation?
Wait a minute.
Excuse me, page 16 also, people pass.
Yeah. What I plan on doing, some of these major trans pass-throughs is just making up a sheet of paper listing all of them from all of the agencies, and then we can just hold a meeting just on those.
Excellent. I think there's about 10 or so.
Okay, and on page 18, we have a typographical error, I'm sure, here, Mr. Chairman. That should be the house number, and the number should be 104024.2. So,
page 18?
Yes, so there again, we'll be keeping page 18 open.
You're not recommending the Senate number then?
No, we're not. I'm sorry about that. Typographical error. Number 22 is the district support services. Mr. Chairman, what I'm recommending there is on the 100 line item that we adopt the Senate number of 899.1. The reason I'm recommending that we take the high number there is that we need this to support the House position count that we have. And then under the 200, 300, and 400, and 700, I'm recommending that we take the House numbers. Under the miscellaneous, I'm recommending that we delete there the Senate reduction of 48.4 for a total expended of 1,486.5. And ask if there are any objections.
Chairman.
Any discussion?
And what is the purpose of raising this by 20,000 pounds, 22,000 pounds?
Well, basically, if we look down at the position count, we would need that to support the House numbers here.
The additional two positions.
Well, I'm trying to find it. Yes. Under the House analysis.
Teacher certification unit, program coordinator, and admin assistant.
Actually, what we have here is to add one permanent full-time for the teacher certification unit of 29.0.
Well, we're taking the bigger numbers here.
I didn't move it.
Let's keep that one open, Mr. Chairman. We can maybe come back to these once we get through it. Take a second look at some of these. See how much extra money we've spent here.
Okay, want to keep this open?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe what we can do is just come back to these pages when we get through it, too, just to get a sense of what the overall spending's been.
Mm-hmm. By the time we get through, we'll have a heart attack.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Okay, on page 24, Mr. Chairman, on reviewing those, I'd recommend we just take Senate numbers.
Okay.
Page 28. In reviewing those, Mr. Chairman, I would recommend that we take the personal service number of 312.5, take the Senate numbers for 2, 3, 4, and 500, and under the miscellaneous reduction, remove the Senate miscellaneous from 37.7 to 19.3. for a total of 605.9. Ask if there are any objections.
Chairman, just a second, please.
Yeah. The two things we have done is just reduce the House personal service line for the health benefit cost increase, and then made the adjustment on the miscellaneous line.
No objection.
Objections?
How do you know?
Who said you had an objection?
You have an objection on that?
Yeah, I would.
Voice on that.
But since Mr. Senator Ealing doesn't have an objection, why don't we just go ahead and...
Okay.
Well...
If you'd like to take the lower number, that's fine.
What's the,
what's my objection?
I just wanted to look at myself. I couldn't.
On page 30, are the objections maintained? Are the objections maintained on page 28?
No.
Hearing none, then back. On page 32, we come to data management. There are no general funds here. What I would recommend, though, is that we take the house numbers for the 1, 2, 3, 400 line items, that we reduce the miscellaneous from a minus 20.5 to a minus 4, for a total to be expended of 233.6. And ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, then so ordered. Page 36.
Mr. Chairman, we request this remain open.
Community schools remain open. Page 38. It's special and supplemental services. Mr. Chairman, under personal services, we would recommend the number of 955.3. And then everything else on 200, 300, 400, and 500 line items. In the 700 line item are the same, so we'll move the Senate numbers there. For a total expended of 22,984.2. And ask if there's any objections. Are there any objections? Hearing none then, page 38 will be closed. Next page is 42. Basic ed and instructional improvement. We do have some differences here, Mr. Chairman, so I'm going to recommend that we take the personal service reduction of $1,242.4. And then in the 200 line items under travel, that we take the house, the lower number. Under contractual, that we take the house, which is the higher number. Under commodities, that we take the house, which is the lower number. Under equipment, we take the house, which is the lower number. Under grants and claims, that we take the house, which is the lower number. Under miscellaneous, we eliminate the Senate reduction of 25.6 for a total expended of $7,745.8.
If you could hold that for just a moment, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
I believe there was some federal authority, and I'm not sure which line item that relates to, for AIDS education that the House has not taken, that the Senate didn't take. I'm wondering what the explanation would be for that.
Well, basically what we did here, we didn't take a miscellaneous reduction so that we could support the House position number, and here again the House had a higher position number than the Senate.
Well, there was, if you look in the federal authority, federal receipts line, the 1002 line, the Senate had 6,481,000 of federal receipt authority, where the House has 6,225,400 of federal receipt authority, which my understanding is that that's for AIDS education.
Okay, let us stand at ease for a second here. Lady Allison can help us, but the information that I just received is that this was an over-request, and that the 6,225.4 was more of an actual amount that can be expected.
Over-authorization.
Can't believe that they would have requested more.
That's the information that I just received. Maybe Allison can help me on that.
Mr. Chairman, I believe you're correct. If we have underestimated the federal authorization here, if there are additional funds available, we would take advantage of the RP process and request authorization through LBNA.
Okay.
Let's just check this.
Senator Yulee?
Mr. Chairman, there's nothing that would be reduced in the general fund amount on that.
No. Just under the personal services.
In other words, they're not going to do away with the program or something like that?
No.
It's basically...
They're shaking, Mary's shaking her head back there.
Yeah.
It won't be a problem.
Okay. Basically, Mr. Chairman, as I understand it, then you're authorizing a new position then in the House numbers. Actually, several new positions.
In the House numbers, as you can see there, yes.
Four new positions, it's all federal funds.
That's correct.
And then two new funds, two new general fund positions.
Right.
Education specialist two new education specialist twos. Do you know what the purpose of that is, Mr. Chairman, those two new positions?
No, we'll find out. We'll say that easier for a second. Childhood education specialist is being added.
I think I'm going to have to object, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Jet?
Okay. Do you want to leave the page open?
Yeah.
Page is open.
I'm going to save my objection for later.
Okay.
Yeah, right. We only get three objectives.
I would ask you to check your health with the department. Page 44. No general fund, so I would move that we accept the Senate numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then the total expended at 3851.5. Are there any objections?
No.
Okay, none so ordered. Page 46. Education special projects. Here I'm going to move the lower number under grants and claims, the House number at 366.6.
Mr. Chairman, if we could stand at ease for just a moment, please.
Okay. High School Activities Association.
Yep.
With their consent and their knowledge.
Yep. There's other differences.
Well, I think there are other differences.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, the future problem solving, is that in as for the Kodiak Area Native Association, the St. Herman's Theological Seminar Reading, Oral Life and Study Skills and Roles Program, 42,000. Mm-hmm. Student Leadership, Close-Up. I mean, are those all funded within your figure there?
Yes, included in the grant line is funding for the Alaska School Activities Association, 37.5. We reduced that 30,000, if I remember correctly. Close-up is still in there at 89.5. Student leadership at 164,000. The academic decathlon at 25,000. The future problem solving at 50.6.
Mr. Chairman, the major difference is the last one on our side, St. Herman's.
Theological Seminar, Reading, Oral Life, and Study Skills.
Right.
For 42.5, can you tell me what that is?
It's a theological reading seminar.
It's in Kodiak. It's very successful.
Mr. Chairman, I move the House number. Is there any objections?
Okay. We'll have to object to that.
You're going to use one of your...
Use your objection on that.
If that's your quota, no.
No, I got to get two more. In this budget.
I'm glad the time is early here. Instructional tech support. There are... no general funds under the personal service line, and therefore I would move the House number of 650.9.
Mr. Chairman, we're going to have to...
We're going to object to this.
Okay.
Let's see, the Senate deleted distance delivery increment, and the House increased for statewide student testing 110,000.
That's right. We feel very strongly on that we do have to provide some assessments of the students so we can find out what kind of a job we're getting done for all the money we're spending.
So we're going to hire somebody to do that? Or
well, it's a program we started last year that we're continuing.
The distance delivery, I'm not familiar with the distance delivery program.
The six people that are in there, the permanent full-time people, are those present employees or those ones are going to hire for the new increment?
Well, let me get that information here.
I see it's $297,000.
Am I wrong on
that? I guess the other question would be, where is this interagency receipts coming from?
I didn't hear his question.
The interagency receipts are from the education program support components. They're federal funds for migrant education.
There's only four of them.
Yeah.
federal funds.
I think it's part of RADNET, I mean, educational.
No, this includes migrant education. The interagency receipts are the federal funds from education program support for the migrant education program, where they go out and work with the kids that are in fish camps and stuff and miss the start of school and move around a lot.
You're saying it's covered by interagency receipts in another area of the budget?
Yes, in the Senate budget, you've reduced the interagency receipts.
Right.
That's a major portion of the difference. And the source of the interagency receipts are federal funds that you've authorized already in special, what do we call that now, special and supply services or something, whatever you call it, supplemental services.
Okay, so you're saying it's not necessary then? I mean, the Senate version is correct in deleting those?
No, the House version is correct.
House version, Mr. Chairman, would be correct because the general funds are almost the same. I mean, they're not almost the same. They're about, you have about $70,000 more in general funds, if I'm not mistaken, even though the total expenditure is $988,000, and that the difference is, it's mostly a higher amount in the program receipts down below. Interagency receipts.
The increase that we have in the House line is federal dollars that come into another area in the department, but then they're interagency receipts here. General funds, as you can see, the difference there, we're talking about roughly $75,000 difference.
And the general fund program receipts is $80,000.
Right.
$60,000. All right. Okay, Mr. Chairman, we're going to give you that one.
Okay, so under the 200 to be 39.0, under the contractual 232.9, under the commodity 65.3, under miscellaneous I would take a minus 20,000, 2.0,
Mr. Chairman,
for a total expenditure then of 968.1.
Just for clarification, what the personal services line item again?
Personal services is 650.9. Because there are no general funds.
The health benefit deduction.
There wasn't any in this component for a reason I don't know, but there were health benefits in that component.
Mm-hmm. So the number I'm moving then is just as presented to you on the paper.
I just thought, you know, we were trying to be consistent. Mm-hmm. Some deductions.
Right, but within the personal services, there were no general fund dollars there, so we couldn't delete any. Yeah, are there any objections to page 48?
Well, just a second, Mr. Chairman. Okay. It shows here, I guess the two new positions are all general fund.
But no general fund health benefits.
Yeah. That's odd.
It is. That's what
it says. Just pay the health benefits, huh?
Okay, are they?
Okay, we have no objection.
Okay, we'll move on to page 50, then the director's office. There are no general fund health benefits here either, so I'd simply just move the Senate numbers as presented.
Mr. Chairman, could I just ask Allison a quick question on that? Yeah. Allison, why are there no, how does that happen? I mean, are there instructions when you calculate out your health benefits for agencies? Do some dump all the health benefits into federal funds? I mean, obviously, the feds don't come in and pay the health benefits. They're paying a portion of the salary.
That's true.
I don't understand. This is down in the analysis. It shows that the general fund's
Mr. Chairman, because you're starting from the adjusted base level here, you've taken the health benefits out in other components, because we added the health benefits in between 89 authorized and adjusted base. The health benefits have been reduced in other components instead of in these.
These are transfers from other components.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is we've already taken the health benefit reduction before they were transferred?
Yes.
You wouldn't have, though.
As these programs are all in the same BRU appropriation level, the net is the general fund health benefit reduction has been reduced. And it may not just be reflected in the proper components at this point, but we've got the general fund health benefit out.
Representative Rieger?
Mr. Chairman, I guess I have a question. When the line shows FY90 adjusted base, 597.7,
mm-hmm.
Now that came from somewhere.
Right.
And are you saying that when they transferred the money from some other agency, they took the FY89 authorized and did not increase this for the health benefits when they, somewhere along the line in the transfer?
The health benefits were added into these components. This is a reorganization of this particular division, and the health benefits were added in prior to the reorganization and included in the adjusted base. But by going in and taking out the health benefits at the point that they were added in, you have in fact deleted all the general fund that was included for health benefits and education programs for it.
You don't see how we could get there?
Just to make sure I understand, when we had 597,700 transferred in from wherever it transferred from, you're saying that we took the health benefit reduction before it was transferred in? I mean, I know we didn't do that.
If we may, does Mary have the answer?
How it works is all the other components in the group, they received their health benefit adjustment, and the transfers were made into here. So when you're taking out the health benefit adjustment, you're going back to this line, component by component.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be taken out on, this is their seven pages. You'd be taking the health benefit adjustment to those components, and you extract exactly what you added in.
We at least want to get through scratch. Then we're just recommending that for the 1, 2, 3, 4, and 800 line item that we accept as presented by the Senate, and that would be a total expense of 575.8. Are there any objections? You say, do the objections maintain?
No, Mr. Chairman.
And next, then we can go right to page 60. 60 is the Adult and VOCAD Administration. Now here under Personal Services, we're recommending the number of 855.4. Under Travel and Contractual and Commodities, we're recommending the Senate numbers. And under the Miscellaneous, we're recommending that we delete the $5,000 reduction for a total of $1,041.5. And I would ask if there are any objections. None, 60 is fine. Next, we come to page 62. Here we're recommending under Personal Services 106.3. The House and the Senate numbers are the same for travel, contractual, and commodities, so we're recommending the House numbers. And under the total expended then, 221.1. And ask if there are any objections. Hearing none, then we'll move to page 66. Page 66 is the VOCAD special projects. We move the house number of zero.
Mr. Chairman, we'd move the Senate number. We object to moving the house number.
Okay. Basically, under your rationale, this is a program that's paid for separately for a VOCAD program, and we're just suggesting that the program be maintained but be paid for out of the foundation funding like all the other 54 school districts.
All right, Mr. Chairman, we're recommending a continuation of the program and a reduction of about 5%, as was consistent with Senate reductions in grants.
Okay, we'll leave that from open for future discussion. On page 72, Mr. Chairman, we're under executive administration. We're recommending the personal services at 586.1. We're recommending travel at 75.9, the Senate number. Then under contractual, we're recommending the lower number, the House, 127.8. Under commodities, the House and the Senate are the same, so we'll recommend the House at 6.2. Under miscellaneous reduction, we're recommending a miscellaneous reduction of 40.0 for a total expended of 756.0.
The number again, Mr. Chairman?
756.0.
Okay, because I've got 766 here. But that's fine.
Okay, we would have to double-check my mathematics here.
We'll let Mr. Reeder check it.
Okay.
So 756 is right.
That's right. I reduced the commissioner's office by an extra 10,000, so I'd be right. 756.0.
No objection.
Shouldn't say I reduced. I just took the Senate number, which had a reduction of 10. Yes, Chairman Hoffman.
Both the House and the Senate discontinued the membership in the Education Commission of States, but the dollars were different. Why were the different dollars?
I noticed that too. It was about 2,400.
We discontinued it more.
We discontinued an earlier date.
13 months, right?
I don't really know. Does anyone know why they discontinued the numbers? Unless there's objections, though, we can find that out. I won't hold us.
I don't think the $10,000 is going to break the bank.
Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Senator Duncan. Okay, we move on then to page 74. 74, we're recommending a personal service number of 652.9. Under the 2, 3, and 4, the House and the Senate are the same, so we're recommending the Senate number. Under the total expended, we're recommending that 52.8 be reduced to 34.9 for a total expended of 667.7. And ask if there's any discussion?
Why is it $1,000 more than what's 60, on 66. Our page?
I did my mathematics about three times on that, and that's what it came up with every time, so.
I think it's 66.7.
6.7. Okay. That's a correction. 666.7.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to object. That's a dispute of $1,000, and I think we need to dispute that for at least another hour.
It
was a mathematical mistake.
We've been pretty good at keeping things going here. Is there any objections to page 74 then as presented? Hearing none, let's move to page 80. Page 80 is professional teaching practice. We would move the personal service number of 86.5, and we'd move the Senate numbers in the 2, 3, 4, and 500 line item, and we'd move a total for 143.6, and ask if there's any objections. The only change being that in the personal service line. Any objections? Hearing none, let's move to page 82. Page 82 is the Alaska Council of the Arts. Mr. Chairman, we would move the personal service line of 188.0. Under the 2, 3, and 400 lines were the same. Therefore, we would move the Senate numbers for travel, contractual, and commodities. Under the grants and claims, we'd move, the two numbers are the same, so we'd move the Senate number of 1427.0. Under the miscellaneous, we would move a new number of minus 74.8 for a total expended of 1,742.2. And ask if there's any objections.
Objection.
Hearing objections. Discussion.
That's a large number, is it?
It's the House number, which is 142,000 more than the Senate.
Mr. Chairman, would you have an objection to removing the negative figure that would be on line 8?
Oh, what's that do?
What would that change it to?
It would increase it by 75,000.
Yeah, that would increase it by 74.8, and we'd be over our numbers.
Which is possible.
Yeah. You've been over your numbers before, so I just wanted to bring that to the chair.
Well, we're 142,000 over the Senate number right now.
Oh. How much?
142,000.
Above the Senate numbers.
After
this,
been
on voting
at
the
Arts.
It's hold it up.
Hold it up.
Oops, got it. It's been on the kids.
But VOCAD's already being provided for under the foundation program.
So is the Arts. They got Arts.
You see that cartoon with those barbarians riding down and says, a little bit of art doesn't hurt anyone.
Is that a joke?
A little bit of art, not heart, art.
Are we supposed to laugh?
Yes. Sure glad it's early. Page 86. VOTEC operations. Mr. Chairman, under the personal service line, we're recommending 3331.9. In the 2, 3, and 400 lines, in the 700 lines were the same. Therefore, we're recommending that we take the House numbers. Under miscellaneous, the Senate has a reduction of 312.8. We're recommending that that be reduced to a minus 196.3 for a total expenditure of 4444.0. And ask if there's any discussion. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Senator Duncan.
I just want to object and hold Wilson.
Allison.
Senator Duncan's going to hold
it
open then.
Okay. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe we don't have to hold it open.
They're here. I'd like to discuss this later if I might.
Okay.
We're taking no member between us.
How
How's the one's hold? I do too. Just.
You want to hold it open?
Yeah, because I didn't have a yellow marker on there yet.
You're using your quota pretty fast here, Senator.
I'm borrowing from the next budget.
I think we're going to have another finance committee meeting. Some of those bills got out of our committee too fast. Page 94.
We'd like to request that when you be able to.
Yeah, there is a. Can you utilize my chip?
We're doing well here.
Would you tell us whether we're too low?
I don't know. We've had a request to keep that one open.
Okay. Motion. I can't figure that one out. Well, right now we're moving to page 101. Just a reminder, we're going to be lean and mean by tomorrow, so. Page 101, counseling and placement. Mr. Chairman, I would move the personal service line of 3295.8. Under travel, contractual, commodities, and equipment, we're all the same, so I'll move the house numbers. And under the miscellaneous, I would reduce that minus 141.9 to 85.0 for a recommended total then of 3,754.5. And ask if there's any objections. Hearing none?
Very easy.
To order. You fellows are easy on that one. 106. 106, we come to Voc Rehab Administration. I would move the personal service number of 690.1. Again, I would move under travel, contractual, commodity, and equipment. They're all identical, so I'll move the house number. Under the miscellaneous, I would move that we reduce the miscellaneous amount from a minus 29.5 to a minus 20.6 for a total of 940. And ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, then so ordered. Page 108. I'd move a personal service number of 73.5. We're identical in travel, contractual, commodities, so I'll move the Senate numbers. We're identical under the grants and claims, so I'll move the Senate numbers. Under the miscellaneous, I guess to make my numbers come out correct, I would reduce the miscellaneous reduction from minus 5.9 to a minus 5.7 for a grand total of 1,184.5 and ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, we'll go on to page 114. Disability determination. There are no general funds here, so I'd move the Senate numbers. And ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, move to page 116. There are no general funds here, so I'll move the Senate numbers. And ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, we can go all the way to page 134. 134 is library operations. Under library operations, I would move the personal service number of 2,235.2. And I would note then that travel, contractual, commodities, equipment, and grants and claims are all the same. So I'll move the house numbers. And under miscellaneous, I'd like to reduce that minus 225.4 to a minus 141.8 for a total expended of 4,507.2. And ask if there's any objections.
Chairman, just
Senator Duncan.
Just a moment. I wanted to trace this back to where we moved it from. Where do I've got to find myself here. Sorry, I moved myself. Here. You got it? Well, Mr. Chairman.
7% overall reduction if you.
The $300,000 less than FY89 authorized, as I see it.
I might note that we're using the highest number between the two here.
Yeah, we could reduce the reduction more, though, and get an even higher number. But I just wanted to look at it again, if I could, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to hold it.
Okay, there aren't objections, then we leave page 134 open. Page 136 would be the blue book. On the blue book, I'd like to move the personal service number of 13.8 and reduce the miscellaneous reduction from 1.7 to 0.9 for a total expenditure of 12.9, which is the higher number of the two, and ask if there's any objections on the blue book. Hearing none, so ordered. Page 138. The archives. On personal services, I've moved the number of 540.8. Under travel contractual commodities were the same, so I'll move the Senate numbers. Under miscellaneous, I would reduce that miscellaneous reduction from a minus 59.4 to a minus 26.2. For a total expended number of 585.3, and ask if there's any objections. Here again, we're taking the highest number. No objection. Okay, we move to page 40. Page 40, Mr. Chairman, is museum operations. I'd like to move under personal service the number of 650.6. Under travel, contractual, and commodities, the House and the Senate are the same, so I'd like to, and under grants also, so I'd like to move the Senate numbers. Under miscellaneous, I'd like to reduce that minus 83.7 to a minus 46.2 for a total expended of 1,211.4, the highest number, and ask if there's any objections. Are there any objections on page 140?
Mr. Chairman, I object. I'd like to put that open also as another control. I just want to look at and understand for sure.
Okay.
Probably
will eat
tomorrow.
Well, we're going to keep you going all night. There's a method to our madness here, Senator.
There's a madness here.
There's a madness here. Pacific Cultural Projects, page 142. Under grants and claims, I'd like to move the House number of 358.2 and ask if there's any objections. But it is basically as last year's number minus 5%.
Okay.
It was. Last year's number was 370 or 377 minus 5%. So any objections then on page 142?
Well, Mr. Chairman, just to be clear on that, that is last year's number minus 5% plus three more grant items.
We have no objections.
Transportation, Nadine, Nana, and Iona, that was the same ones that were there for years.
Well, according to the description, then someone's descriptions are wrong.
No, it isn't. It's that the governor had recommended the wrong number, and we had to increase it to where it was supposed to be in the first place.
I see. He forgot to put those in the first place.
You forgot to put them in. You forgot to put them in the base.
I got it.
That's right.
Mr. Chairman, where is
he made a mistake in reducing the number.
Right. Exactly.
So we raised them so we could reduce them a little bit less.
Mr. Chairman, where is...
That makes sense.
Mr. Chairman, I shouldn't ask this, but where is the Museum of Alaska Transportation Industry? Is that...
That's the Alaska State Fair. for the time being, it's moving to a new site at the new Wasilla Airport.
Okay.
you'll be able to fly in.
Good. I can get in my airplane with all my money and do it.
Well, still airports in the transportation budget, I assume.
We'll take care of that.
You have the transportation budget.
Make sure you raise your leases out there.
Page 146. Here again, there's no general funds that I've been able to find in the personal service line, and let me check to see if that is correct.
Mr. Chairman, I believe these would be
there
all...
There are no general funds left in this component, period.
Right. This is all being taken out of the bonding program from the student loan program, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. So we would move the Senate numbers and ask if there's any objections. No objections on page 146. We can move to 148. 148 is the student loan administration. There are no general funds, but here, Mr. Chairman, I would move the House numbers.
Chairman,
yes, if there's any objections. Excuse me, any objections?
Program receipts? Okay. Again.
Any objections?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Representative Rieger.
On the Senate numbers, the Senate also used personal services for the collections. Looks like they did. Rather than contractual collections.
No. Right now, the collection of the student loans were being contracted out, and what we're doing here is bringing it back in-house. With the idea that by bringing it back in-house, we're going to save more money by collecting more money. Are there objections to page 148? Hearing none, then so ordered, we move on to page 152. 152 is the Wichita administration. Under grants and claims, I would move the House number 1,159.9 and ask if there's any objections.
I'll object, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing objections. Mm-hmm. Discussion. Sure. We reduced the grants by 100,000. Senate did not.
Do you have an idea?
Yeah.
We're going to object. We'll hold this open. One fifty-four is the WAMI Medical Education. Mr. Chairman, I move the House numbers of 884.4 and ask if there's any objections.
Jack.
Discussion?
We need to have the higher number.
Yes, as simple as that. No discussion.
Believe me, I've got authority after today.
Numbers left open.
We should go back.
How many bills do we have left in committee, Mr. Chairman?
Rick? You're going back to the transportation.
Just give me a note for when you want it out. Better get moving, or we'll never get to any
actually,
bill.
Mr. Chairman, we got one bill left in committee.
Really? In
finance
committee?
All we got, yeah. One bill.
So, one bill for this year, or one bill total? You have no more bills in the House?
No.
But who's this?
How many bills do you send over to us?
We passed 15 bills today, and they were all Duncan, Vinkley, and Ewing bills.
I didn't have a bill.
Didn't even know it.
They were for the good of the order, I can assure you.
Now we got two bills back in committee.
Yeah.
158. 158 is the Governor's Council on Career and Voc Ed.
I thought team was
no objection.
There are no general funds, so what I'm going to do is recommend that we use the Senate numbers. And what you basically did, there were some decrease in federal funds, and therefore the House had suggested using general funds to make up for the decrease, but at this point here we're recommending that we go with the Senate numbers and ask if there's any objections.
Yeah, okay.
There's an objection to 158?
Yes.
It's federal receipts.
Do you wish to keep it open?
Mr. Chairman, yes. My understanding is those federal receipts, may I ask, Allison?
Sure.
Those federal receipts of 120 may, aren't, well, my understanding is that the federal receipts aren't going to be there. There is going to be a problem, $19,000 may be needed.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Duncan, the federal receipts have been reduced over the last couple of years, and the $19,000 would be necessary to maintain this program at its current level. It has just the one staff person and travel for the board.
Okay, if you'd like to use all the house numbers, we would move all the house numbers then.
Go ahead.
Sure. Just do the house.
Just move the house.
Move the house.
$19,000.
Okay. For the house numbers, we will move all the house numbers, 19.8, 25.0, 22.7, 6.0, for a total expended of 133.5.
Objection.
Hearing objections?
Not 19.79.
Our objections maintained.
House numbers?
On house numbers?
No objection.
Okay, no objections. We will go to house numbers. Page 160, data and word processing, there are no general funds, so I'll move the numbers are the same. I'll move the 155.8, the house numbers. Any objections? On page 162, we've already taken care of. Do we have anything else in education? We're going to...
Jim?
Yep.
Just a quick, we can take a brief detour.
Sure. And I'd like to return to page 42. Page 42 is basic ed and instructional improvement. And at this time, then, I'm going to again move the House Personal Service number 1,242.4. The house number in travel is page 42. The house number in contractual, the house number in commodities, the house number in equipment, and delete the negative minus 25.6 in the Senate column so that we have a total expended of 7,745.8. And ask if the objections then have been maintained on page 42. Okay, hearing no objections, then we will close page 42. Next page I'd like everyone to look at is page 46. On page 46, I move the house number to 366.6 and ask if there's any objections.
Mr. Chairman, one moment, please.
Yes,
this is the one that we held open earlier, and I'm trying to look at these various projects. One moment, we need an adjustment.
This is where we referred to in the past tense. This is St. Hermans.
Go with the house numbers on page 46. Next, we come to page 66. This is the hard one, Senator. Move the Senate number 195.7 for the VOCAD special project and ask if there's any objections.
So.
Hearing none, then we will close page 66. Next, then, we come to page 82, the last Council of the Arts. Mr. Chairman, under the last Council of the Arts, I would move for personal services, the 188.0. And under travel contractual commodities, I would move the house numbers. Under grants and claims, they're the same, so I'll move the 1427.0 under the Senate column. Under the reductions, I would reduce the reductions from 222.8 to a minus 74.8, or for a total expended to the House numbers of 1,742.2, and ask if there are any objections. Are there any objections? Hearing none, then so ordered. Next, then, we come to page 152. Page 152, we have the Wichita Student Exchange Program. I would move the House number of 1159.9 and ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, then so ordered. Page 154. Page 154, I would move the Senate number of 1134.4 and ask if there's any objections. Hearing none, then, to order. Do we have anything else in our education this evening? Hearing none, let's stand at ease just for 1 minute here. Back to order. Okay, Mr. Chairman, if I'm correct, and just so we can, we still have Community and Regional Affairs to do, the Department of Corrections, the Governor's Office, HESS, DOTPF, and the Legislature. Then, of course, we also are going to have to do the front section of the budget, the fiscal notes, and also number 22, I got to mark down here the intent language. Under the intent language, I have a couple of things that I do have to give to you. We have cleared our cost finance calendar pretty much, and no, we're also going to have some floor obligations tomorrow, as you folks are. But I think if we can get started at 9 in the morning, what I'd like to do at 9 in the morning then is turn our attention a little bit away from the agencies to some of the major pass-through items, so that maybe we can think on some of those things this evening and discuss some of those things then starting at 9, like the school foundation, pupil transportation, school debt service, municipal assistance, revenue sharing, power cost equalization, the tourism operating budget, the tourism marketing council, longevity bonus, vote harmless, environmental conservation, and whatever else that would affect cross agencies that you can think of. We can start discussing some of those so that we can start wrapping it up here pretty soon, because really, I'd like to finish by tomorrow, even if it takes us later into tomorrow night. Have any thoughts on that? That means your time schedule's okay?
We'll be here at 9 o'clock.
9 in the morning? Okay, anything else to come before the meeting tonight?
Senator President, plan to adjourn at 8 o'clock.
We can leave things here.
Surprising. I don't know. It worked. Look at that.
Were you going to start with that?
What do you mean? Are we going to start with... We're almost done.
We knew something about the final concurrence, you know.
I think when we left off last night, if I wasn't asleep and dreaming of, we were going to start on corrections today. So, with that. We have the motion sheets to hand out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, the first, I'd like to start on page.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I could just clarify, this motion sheet here, was Senator Frank involved? I know he was working closely with Representative Swackhammer and the department, I think, to come up with basically these budget worksheets that we had, and I'm wondering if he has actually signed off on those. Has had a chance to review this motion
sheet. I know he and Representative Swackhammer were working together. Now, whether he actually signed his name to the sheet saying he had signed off.
He has reviewed all this and agrees with all that? Okay.
So on page two, the commissioner's office, they were recommending the reduction as usual in the personal services to make it 421.0. For the 200-400 line items, we're recommending the Senate numbers. Under the miscellaneous, we're recommending the deletion of the minus 47.4 for a total of 540.0. And ask if there are any objections.
540.7 or 540.0?
It's 540.7, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to the bottom line here just to check it real quick here. Total FY90 proposed with all these is going to be $96,576,000. And just, if I could just check real quick, and maybe that'll just expedite things here, if I can just make sure our bottom lines are... we're at 87... Yeah. Allison, are you familiar with this? Have you had a chance to look at this at all? You know, just on general funds, that's my main question, how it affects the Senate's. We've got $87,220,000 in GS.
I have looked at it with that kind of comparison in mind. This department's practically all general funds, however, and
yeah.
So I would look at the increase as being general fund increase.
That's 540.7.
Well, then we're talking about $9 million.
That's right.
9 million in general funds increase?
Yeah.
Why did I thought it was only 6 million in GF.
Higher number.
I don't see 9 million.
Let me get Berkshire in just a second. You can stand by just a minute. Yeah, Ron.
Any comments?
Yeah, we'd like to, you know.
Okay, we'll start the meeting again. We're now on community and regional affairs. First item is on page two, homeowner property tax exemption, and it's already closed. On page four, we have the renter's rebate. That would be the same condition, so that's already closed. On page 8, we have child care, and...
Mr. Chairman, we would move the number of $291,100 in personal services, take the house numbers on travel, contractual, and commodities, and let me just look real quick on that.
And the grants were...
Grants is where the difference is here. We'd propose to split the difference here on the grants, Mr. Chairman.
Just a second here.
Well, I think Mr. Green could actually calculate out.
12,269.9. That's not right.
No.
What did I do?
12,839.8. 12,839.8.
28.
28. And Mr. Greeny
can figure out the total extended thing.
Mr. Chairman, what do you
mean? Okay, and then that would be the house number for miscellaneous.
Zero.
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 What does that make the grant?
That would be the grant line item of $12,839,800.
Okay, we're ready to go to the next page.
Mr. Chairman, new total, 13,187.9, is that what you have?
Could you say that louder?
I believe it's 13,187.9.
13,187.9. Just so we agree on the various components, you can... next page, then, we have the Head Start grant on page 10, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. We would move the number of 55,700 in the personal services. Move the Senate numbers on travel, contractual, commodities, the House numbers on grants, and the Senate miscellaneous reduction of $4,500.
Is there any objections?
Yeah.
None. We'll leave the call then to be read up. Next, page 14. Page 14, we have the training of the field officers and the KPTA.
Mr. Chairman, we'd move under personal services $1,008,300, the House numbers on travel, contractual, and commodities, the House number on grants and claims, and miscellaneous $4,900.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Page 16. The youth program.
Let's see, Mr. Chairman, I think that's already closed. Yeah.
We go to page 18. It's the governor's training program.
Thank you,
excuse me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under personal services, 596.7 thousand. The House numbers on travel, contractual, commodities, and equipment. The House numbers on grants and claims, and zero miscellaneous deduction.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, go to page 20. It's already closed. Page 24, National Forest receipts.
Let's see here. It looks like it's all federal authority. I'd move the Senate numbers.
Okay, let me check if there are differences here.
House analysis. Mr. Chairman, House analysis says excess federal authority.
Maybe I'll
care.
Help us there.
Mr. Chairman, we have in past years received funds that range anywhere from zero up to the $2,000,008. It's unknown at this time. So I think either number.
Might as well give them the authority and say RP.
You know the exact numbers? Okay. Page 24. 26. It's rural development grants.
Mr. Chairman, under personal services, we move the number of 49,400. Move the Senate number in contractual, the House number in grants, and the miscellaneous reduction of 3,400.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. On page 28 is the organization grants.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let's see. Okay, I guess the difference in here is the Senate...
we accept the Senate number.
Okay, we'll need to make the appropriate adjustment in the front section then. The House is put 200,000 in the front section.
You'd rather not have it in the front section?
It doesn't matter to us. It doesn't make any difference.
Whatever.
We could accept, why don't we accept the House number and we'll put it in the front section. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay. Are you able to get that, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir.
Page 32, we have training and development.
Mr. Chairman, under personal services, we move the number of 1,771,100. Move the House numbers in travel, contractual, commodities, and equipment. A negative 160.9 thousand.
for a total of $2,052,700.
There you go.
Is there any objection?
Yeah, object just for a second. Chairman, can I hold this open for a minute?
About a half a minute.
Want to cut it in half?
Cut the reduction down to...
Cut the reduction in half?
Cut the reduction down to $660,000.
Cut reduction down to...
That's good. That's how we...
Mr. Chairman, we would move the same numbers as previously mentioned, except with the change of miscellaneous to a miscellaneous reduction of $60,000.
Give us 2,153.602.
Could you,
Yep, it'd be 2,152,700.
Well, is that the correct total?
2 million. What is the number?
Well, not, you say it's either 700 or 900, whatever it is.
Yeah, it'd be 900 higher than that.
It'd be 900 higher.
Yeah. I think Mr. Greeny can calculate out what the bottom line would be.
We reduced miscellaneous reduction to 60,000.
Right.
Right.
Or 60.9?
60.9, yeah.
Or 60.9.
Oh, okay.
60.9.
We've got to be sure to keep track of $100 bills, right? Okay.
Next to $900.
Okay, next we move to page 34. State assessor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under personal services, the number of 273.6. The house numbers and travel, contractual, and commodities, a miscellaneous reduction of 22.2 for a, let's see, I don't know what the total would be.
It's different than on your work.
Yeah, I apologize.
That would be the Senate number, Senator.
That would work out to the Senate number?
Yes, it would.
281.3, how could it work out to the Senate?
Because we took the 22.2 off of the 282.8.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Page 36, we have the local boundary commission.
Let's see, Mr. Chairman, 100 line, 211,000. Move the Senate numbers and travel, contractual, and commodities. And no miscellaneous reduction, I guess.
Mr. Chairman.
Off again.
Is the total off on that?
The total. Total would have had the reduction.
Where are we on that page?
Local boundary commission.
Yeah, the total.
Mr. Chairman. The governor had requested an increase in travel support for the local boundary commission. As you're aware, there were some problems this year with some of the annexation issues that came up as a result of the boundary commission being unable to hold sufficient hearings in the areas that were being discussed for annexation. We would like consideration of the House members here for travel and contractual.
Yeah, I was going to object for that request.
That's fine, Mr. Chairman. We have no objection. I think that is valid, and we were tremendous concerns and problems last year with many of the proposed annexations.
Okay, so the personal service number will be 211.0, and the house numbers under contractual are travel, contractual, and commodities. And then the miscellaneous reduction, where are we on that? What's the administration's recommendation there?
We would prefer no miscellaneous reduction.
Okay, what is the new total then?
250.8.
250.8. Are there any objections?
Is that right? 250.8, it should be higher than that.
253.8. Which can be about 280.
Yeah. Oh, you took the contractual number? Oh,
no.
Yes.
We took 211 for personal services, 30.3 in travel, 22.8.
Oh, I didn't take the 22.8. 265.8.
Are there any objections? And next, we can move to page 40, State Line Assistance.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Personal Services, 645.4, move the house numbers under Travel, Contractual, and Commodities. A miscellaneous reduction of $6.9 thousand for a total of $3,228.6 thousand.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, let's move on to page 44. 44 is Energy Conservation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Personal Services, 471,000. The Senate numbers under Travel, Contractual, and Commodities. And no miscellaneous reduction.
Okay. I'd object to, for purposes of the contractual, I noticed the Senate number is 48.7 less than what the House is, and the House's increase 48.7 was to restore lost federal funding there. I'd like to point that out for any discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if the Senate would concur with the House figure on contractual.
I have no objection.
No. Okay, we'd have the new personal service number then, the Senate number under travel, the House number under contractual, the Senate number under commodities, the Senate number under grants and claims,
and the House under miscellaneous.
And the House under miscellaneous, and we'd have a new number.
And Mike can figure that out.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes?
I'm just observing. It's a general policy. I think when federal funds are made available to the state and we accept them, it shouldn't be an automatic general fund replacement once the federal funds go away again.
Right,
this is one of those cases.
Yeah. Page 46 is weatherization CIP. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Personal Services, the number of 249.2 thousand, the House numbers under Travel, Contractual, Commodities, and Equipment. Miscellaneous reduction of 13.4 thousand for a total of 378.8
thousand. Any objections? Amendments ordered. Page 52.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Personal Services, 278.5. The House numbers under Travel, Contractual, and Commodities. The House number under Grants and Claims, and the miscellaneous reduction of
23.9. Did I miss something here? We're on page 52.
50.
Excuse me.
50.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, I'll run page 52. Municipal Land Trustees.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under Personal Services, 239.1 thousand. The House numbers under Travel, Contractual, and Commodities. A miscellaneous reduction of 22,000 for a total expenditure of 264.4.
Any objections? Hearing none, let's move to page 56, and that's all general funds. We'll move the Senate numbers. Are there any objections? Hearing none. Order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under the Commissioner's Office, we move the Senate number, under a new personal services number of 265.3, the House numbers under Travel, Contractual, Commodities, and Grants, and a miscellaneous reduction of 29.1.
Object here for the purposes of the question. What was the number you moved under grants?
Not the House number.
Let's see, what is it?
Okay. I believe that's on the Legal Services grant.
We had a general reduction of 22.7. The Senate had reduced the last Legal Services grant 5% to 23.7. And the House had increased the last legal services grant for 75.0. suggestion, Mr. Chairman, that under the grants, that we use the number 526.3 to reflect the House and the Senate action.
With the House analysis?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, that would be acceptable to ask to use the House analysis.
Okay, so the 700 line then would be 526.3. And under miscellaneous, it would be reduction to minus 29.1. And then we would have a new quote. And agreeable, we'll move on to page 62.
And Mike got the House analysis in there.
That's correct.
Page 62, Mr. Chairman, is on the administrative services.
Mr. Chairman, under personal services, we have the number 1,215.2,000. We move the House numbers under travel, contractual, and commodities, a miscellaneous reduction of 79.5, for a total expenditure of 1,234,800.
Any objections?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Chairman Hull.
I was looking at the Senate, that number versus 89 authorized. I guess they're close enough.
6,000, right?
Okay, are there any objections to page 62? Okay, none. 64, is that in word processing, Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under personal services, 54,400. The House number under travel, contractual, and commodities, miscellaneous reduction of 23.2. For a total of
259,000. Any objection? Oh, there's another sheet. You got another sheet? What was the total on this one? I'm sorry. Did you get the total?
Yeah, 259. Grants, Mr. Chairman, page 66.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that maybe Representative Hoffman from the House side and myself sit down and try to put together a proposal. I know there are many differences in these, and bring them back to the full committee.
Okay, is there any objections to this remaining open? Representative Digger?
I've had a couple of requests for a couple of these. Ask if I could have some input into the proposal.
You bet. Well, let's leave that page open, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Okay.
The only thing I was going to note in relation to some of these grants, I see some of them extended many different agencies throughout the budget, that sometimes we try to put them all in one agency so we know what to focus on.
Good idea. We got grant agency.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, we're going to hold the page open.
Yes. Next, then we move to page 70, which is all non-general funds. We move the Senate numbers unless there's objections from the Senate. Hearing none. Let's move to page 72.
Mr. Chairman, under page 72, housing, construction, development, and personal services, 90.3 thousand.
the House number under travel contraction and commodities, a miscellaneous reduction of 5.7 for a total of $92.3 thousand.
Any objections?